Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. U.S. Bank scoreboard update. The schedule ahead, the other Big Ten game tonight, Penn State will be at Iowa. Some top 25 games in progress. Number one, Houston leads Cincinnati at the half, 26-17. Houston plays a little defense. Number 16, Kentucky trailing to Mississippi State at the half, 43-35. And at the half at Dayton, the Flyers ranked number 21, leading Davidson 40-21. At the half in Bloomington, Indiana, 38, Wisconsin 33. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We've been doing this since 1997. And we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo Roof. We hop to it. 715-246-1690. CrumExteriors.com.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, we get ready for the second half. Indiana led by as many as 15 in the first half and 32-17, but the Badgers have pushed back. It's 38-33, Indiana leading Wisconsin as we get ready for the second half of play. And we will see, Butchie, if the Badgers can slow down Khalil Ware. Badgers getting good scoring balance and getting a tremendous lift off the bench from John Blackwell.
And I think that's the thing when you look at it defensively, the intensity needs to be up a little bit more. Offensively, you still scored 33. And I wouldn't say it was one of your crisper offensive first halves, right? So there's a lot you can improve on there. And I think here's the other, like AJ scored 2 points.
Yep.
And it was in transition off of a steal. So he's got to get more involved as well.
Same starting five for both teams. Indiana will have the first possession of the second half. And from our vantage points, from behind the scorer's table, the Hoosiers will move to our left. The Badgers return home on Saturday, a noon tip against Illinois. Second half underway here at Assembly Hall. Trey Galloway walks in front court. It's to Khalil Ware. Hands it back to Galloway. Matched up with Klesman. A flip for Ware. Inside feed Renew. Broken up Hepburn. And it's out of bounds. It'll belong to Indiana. Hepburn helping out Tyler Wall there, getting the deflection.
But what you've seen already is the intensity on the defensive end is better. Now, can they keep it up, and they, can they do it possession after possession after possession?
Watch these early minutes for both Wall and Renew, both out there with two fouls. Galloway, baseline right, will inbound. Puts it into Mbako, baseline right. He's with Storr. Mbako holds, now starts to back, turns baseline, tough shot, got it. Mackenzie Mbako got around Storr. 6 for Mbako, 40-33 Indiana.
And he's playing so much better, averaging close to 15 over his last 11.
Badgers move to our right in the second half. Klesman against Galloway. A bounce for Crow, right of the circle. Flips to Hepburn up top against Cups. Now Klesman, left-hand dribble to the free throw line. Steps back, shot fake, feeds Crow right of the lane. Crow against Galloway. Backing turns up left hand, blocked by Ware. Comes down to Hepburn, throws to Klesman, flips a three left side. Good. As the shot clock was winding down, Klesman with a triple. Badgers within four.
And Wisconsin wanted the goaltend. If they would have called it a goaltend, then they could have gone back. We've seen it in Iowa go back a couple of minutes later and review it. So it benefited Wisconsin on that play.
In a big way. Here's Galloway out front against Klesman. Minute 15 gone, second half. Mbako just inside the left elbow, jumper away. Off the left side, iron, no good. Crow with a box out and the rebound. Hepburn busting up the floor. Right wing, hands it to Klesman against Cups. Around a Wall screen, Max feeds Stephen Crow at the top of the circle. He'll give it to Storr. AJ for three, left of the circle. It's off the back rim, no good. And gathered by Mbako. A minute 40 into the second half, 40-36 Indiana. Mbako, a left-hand toss to Galloway. Goes in to Malik Renew against Wall. Renew, left block. Shakes inside, pushed it up and in. Renew with five, and the lead is six for Indiana.
And Tyler's got to keep the baseline away from the double-team Kane.
Here's Hepburn, stops, feeds Wall, low on the right, takes a left, goes up and in on the reverse. And they trade buckets, 42-38 Indiana.
Same thing could be said about Malik Renew. So.
We're both being a little careful with those two fouls, right? 2:15 into the second half. Here's Galloway, slips to Renew, low on the right, slam dunk, easy money. For Malik Renew, six-point lead Indiana.
And that's what you're seeing, guys. They're trying to survive the two fouls here for a couple of minutes in the second half.
Chunky Hepburn, right of the lane. Six-point lead Indiana, 2.5 minutes gone by. Second half, Klesman in the Wall. Law on the left, one pump, pushed it up, no good. Works for his own rebound, can't get there. Renew does for Indiana. And now Gabe Cupps up the right side of the front court. Right of the lane, kills the dribble. Throws to Mbako, 17-13 remaining, 44-38 Indiana. Renew left of the circle, a flip to Galloway, goes behind the back, left elbow. Gets it to Renew, left of the lane, moves around, Wall pushed it up, no good. And the rebound comes down to Crow. It looked like a push-off there, but
it should, absolutely
wow.
Should have been his third.
Here's Klesman against Galloway. Max off the right wing. Muscles it up off the glass and rim. No good. Rebound to Indiana. Malik Renew on the run. Up the middle to Galloway. Back to Renew. Down the lane. Flipped it up. Missed, but a foul. And Renew will go to the free throw line for Indiana. And the foul is assessed to Tyler Wall. That is, I believe, it is. That is his third.
And when you play tentative at times, that's what happens. And this is just a situation where Wisconsin misses another layup. 9 of 17 for layups for Wisconsin so far.
I talked to the pregame show about how good they were around the rim in the first game against the Hoosiers. Malik Renew, about 65.5% at the foul line. He was 9 of 12 Saturday at Penn State. 44-38 Indiana. With 16:45 remaining, and the first free throw for Renew is good. And we're going to see Carter Gilmore now trying to get some more better defensive help. Is he got to get Wall out there with the three fouls? Tyler frustrated. The officials letting him vent a little bit, but Wall will have to sit for a while with the three fouls. 45-38 Indiana. Renew with 5 points here. Coming out of the locker room, 7 in the game, as he misses the second free throw. Crow clears it. 45-38 Indiana, 16:38 to play. Chunky Hepburn on the dribble, left of the circle. Hoops around a Crow screen. Chunky left elbow, hooks it to Klesman. Catching, baseline left, hits the brakes, feeds Storr. A.J. barreling, spinning, 10-footer in the lane is good. Storr with 4, and it's 45-40 Indiana.
But a good thing to see A.J. attacking the basket. Could have settled for a 3. Attacked.
16:15 remaining. 5-point lead Indiana. Mbako shakes to his left. 3 in the air. Left side. Good. Got loose from Storr. And Mbako hits a triple.
And he's the one that can get hot from 3. He's their best 3-point shooter.
48-40 Indiana. 4 minutes gone. Second half. Hepburn against Cupps off the right wing. One pump, reverse layup is good. Low on the left. Hepburn with 7.
And Chucky can get that right there all game long.
6-point lead, Indiana. 15:45 to play. Cupps on the left wing. Renew the screen. Cupps against Hepburn. Driving his Cupps. Stops left block. Fades, flips, and hits. First points for Gabe Cupps. 50-42 Indiana. 4.5 minutes into the second half. Indiana 5 of 7 for the floor in the second half. The Badgers 4 out of 8. Hepburn right side around a Crow screen. Chucky throws to Gilmore. Turns it through A.J. Storr. He'll try a 3 left of the circle. Good. Nothing but net for A.J. Storr. 50-45 Indiana. 15:10 remaining in Bloomington. First 3-point hit for Storr tonight. Galloway out high. Renew the screen. Galloway works off of it. Left-hand toss, Mbako at the point. Mbako with Storr, Ware the screen. Mbako moves to his right behind the back dribble. Works low on the left. Knocked away as Crow and Storr were there. It's last touch by Wisconsin. Indiana ball with 9 on the shot clock. Breaking the action here in Bloomington. It's a new season at Kohl's with everyday styles at great prices. You can get more of what you want for less. Find go-tos for going everywhere and perfect picks for your home. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. 14:52 remaining. Indiana 50, Wisconsin 45. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Say it with me, the Boxing Six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfine, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on Lake Air, 107.5 FM. WLAK.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC, 14:52 remaining, Indiana 50, Wisconsin 45. It'll be Indiana ball with 9 on the shot clock. Both teams shooting it well here to start the second half.
You say that, I say trading buckets is what they're doing. Nobody's guarding right now. And the effort is a little bit better than the first half. But now you need to make sure you're following scout reports, for Wisconsin. Mbako is their best three-point shooter. What does he get? He gets a wide-open three. So it's just following those sorts of things along with your principles.
Mbako, baseline left, will inbound. Looking into Galloway against John Blackwell. Galloway puts it on the deck in the lane. Lobs Ware low on the left. Slam dunk. Khalil Ware, easy money inside.
All it was a logo ball screen, and nobody tagged Ware as he rolled to the bucket. You can see it from right here.
52-45 Indiana. Who's Storr throwing to Carter Gilmore. Back to A.J. on the left wing. Renew defending. Storr sizes him up. Operates the baseline. One pump low on the left. He'll finish. Storr getting involved. 52-47 Indiana. 14:20 remaining. Galloway on the left wing. Ware sets a screen. Galloway will use it. Throws it up right hand short. Rebound tapped right to Malik Renew. In the lane. Turns up left hand. No good. Rebound Blackwell for Wisconsin. He'll turn and go. Blackwell, little 3-on-2. A throw to Chucky. Flips a 3. Right side. Good. Chucky Hepburn in transition. Badgers within 2.
When it started on the defensive end, they finally were able to get a chuck on Ware as he rolled, which then forced the bad shot. And then they are off and running.
52-50 Indiana, 13:48 remaining. Galloway out high off the Ware screen. Galloway right elbow, leaning, shooting, and hitting. Galloway with 4. The lead is 4 for Indiana. 13:35 to play, 54-50 the Hoosiers. Chucky Hepburn brings it up the floor for Wisconsin. A handoff to Storr. A.J. gives it up to Blackwell. Galloway defends, bounce pass to Crowell right of the circle. Well, feeds Blackwell at the right wing. Blackwell to the free throw line. Moving in on Galloway. Left block. Pushed it up short. Rebound Khalil Ware. Galloway hanging in there defensively. And now here comes the senior. Galloway, left sideline to the front court. Galloway for three. Left of the circle. It is off the rim and out. No good. Rebound Hepburn, Wisconsin. 13 minutes to play. 54-50 Indiana. Hepburn against Gabe Cupps. Chucky. It's a two crowd. Back to Hepburn for three straight on. Off the rim, no good. Where the rebound for the Hoosiers?
I thought that was good. Chucky's been shooting it so well over his last three games. 7 of 14, 50% for three.
Here's Galloway's spin move. Lost his balance, but was tripped. That's why he lost his balance. John Blackwell with a foul, his first. Winter, Klesment, and Asijan will be coming in for Wisconsin. Crowell, Storr, and Hepburn come out. Xavier Johnson in for Cupps. It was the second team foul against Wisconsin here in the half. Indiana has yet to commit one. 12:43 to play, 54-50 the Hoosiers. And Bacco inbounds to Ware at the left elbow. Hands it to Galloway, goes into Ware. Knocked away Gilmore and plucked out of the air by Max Klesment. Klesment for Blackwell off the left wing. Goes inside to Gilmore. He's pinned at the left block and he'll get it out of there to Blackwell as the Badgers reset the floor. Blackwell with a bounce for Gilmore, right of the center circle. Carter hands off to Asijan. Long three, off the rim, no good. Rebound Ware. Another empty possession for Wisconsin. 12-10 to play, four-point lead Indiana. 54-50, the Hoosiers. Xavier Johnson throwing to Galloway high on the right. Goes into Renew. He's against Gilmore. Renew backing right of the lane. A dig from Asijan. A throw out to Xavier Johnson. Hard left-hand dribble. Hits the brakes, and he walked with the ball. Turnover, Indiana. And we're at the under 12 media timeout. Hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what Built Ford Tough Trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 11:54 remaining. Indiana 54, Wisconsin 50. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo Roof. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex? When it was created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 11:54 to play. Indiana 54, Wisconsin 50. Badgers have yet to lead in this game, but they have made it a game at least here. Work late in the first half and trading buckets here in the second.
Well, I think, Matt, it started really late in that first half. It was a 10-point game, and we looked at each other and we said, okay, not a great first half, but you got a chance. They gave themselves a chance, and now with 11:54 left in this game, How do you close it out? You're down by four. Right now, you've only got 8 assists on 21 points offensively, so the ball can move more. But it's going to come down to how do you defend the post. They've done a better job last couple of minutes.
Tyler Wall back in there for Wisconsin out there with Klesmet, Blackwell, Asijan, and Winter. Klesmet checked in the backcourt by Xavier Johnson. Max gets it across half court. Goes to Blackwell against Mbako. Now Winter flips the Wall. He's with Ware. Tough pass. Got the Blackwell low on the left. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Winter out the Max for three. Left side. Back rim. No good. Galloway the rebound.
Good.
That one hurt. What a rebound by Winter to keep that possession alive.
But it was a great ATO after the timeout play by Gray. They just missed the layup.
Yep. Xavier Johnson throwing to Renew. Backing on Wall. Tyler out there with the three fouls. Renew faces up. Starts to back again. A dig from Asijan, and he stole it away. Asijan with the pilfer. Another Indiana turnover. Wall to the front court. Throws to Winter. Hands off to Klesmet. Max on the right wing. Nothing inside. A throw out the Wall. Turns to left wing Blackwell. Drives off the wing in the lane. Low on the right. Layup good for Blackwell. He has 9. 54-52 Indiana. 10:55 remaining. John Blackwell continuing to play well tonight for the Wisconsin Badgers. Xavier Johnson out high. Turns down the Ware screen. Johnson lob Renew, and the lob went off the glass. It's gathered by Max Klesmet. And now Wisconsin can tie it or take the lead with a long shot. Here's Blackwell. Left wing. Drives off the wing in the lane. Pushed it up. And yes, sir. Blackwell ties the game with a strong take at 54. And here comes Trey Galloway for Indiana with 10:20 remaining. Galloway against Asijan. Galloway out high. Galloway puts it on the deck, right lane line, driving, high arching shot, no good. Rebound batted around. Renew is there, brought it down. Asijan trying to tie him up. They get a whistle and they'll get a foul on Connor Asijan. As he was digging down there. Got a lot of people
leaving Assembly Hall. The fire alarm is going off right now.
Yeah, we got people leaving Assembly Hall.
That are hustling out of here real quick.
A 30-second timeout is taken by Mike Woodson. Meanwhile, people are leaving the building. We have 10:06 remaining. Indiana and Wisconsin tied at 54. Everyone is leaving right now.
Absolutely. There is a fire alarm going off, and that right now is what's going on.
You can hear the alarms right now. As there were people, there were stairs right in front of our broadcast position, and there were people tell that the line was getting backed up, and we were wondering what was going on. And then we looked opposite, and people were heading out of here in a hurry. And looks like both teams are headed at least off the floor, if not out of the building. We have 10 minutes and 6 seconds to play. Indiana and Wisconsin tied at 54. And as we have heard nothing from the public address announcer
yet. You've heard nothing is right.
But we did hear the fire alarms. And they had first had signaled an Indiana 30-second timeout, and this might actually be.
That timeout's been removed.
It has been
given back to Indiana.
Because that's a fire alarm timeout is what that
is.
That's
a first that I've ever been a part of. And I've played overseas. Trust me, we've had legit fires in buildings.
Yeah. We might have to throw it back here to our studio producer, Mike Henderson. We're letting some folks get out ahead of us here. We're getting some kind of information from Indiana's public relations.
Yeah, from Charlie there. I said he's working on getting the right verbiage is exactly what was said as far as what we are calling this.
And then would part of that verbiage be, do we need to leave the building, or can we
hang out? That, I, hang that out, verbiage, you know, I would like, just yeah, personally yeah. for my... Just,
I, well, I see I mean, Robbie Hummel and Noah Eagle from Peacock.
They're leaving.
They're heading out of here. They got their backpacks and everything. So, Bam just walked by. Welcome to Indiana.
I know I hit a bank shot here, but you don't have to force us out of this thing.
I know. Well, we have 10 minutes and 6 seconds to play and a fire alarm delay. Indiana and Wisconsin tied at 54 as fans are leaving. A lot of the students aren't, but a lot of the other fans are heading to the exits. And this is these are narrow passageways here for fans to get down the aisle, get down the stairs, and get out of the building. The teams have left the floor. I was going to say they're headed to the locker room, but I'm not going to assume that. They may be heading outside for all we know. We'll keep it here as long as we can, but to our studio engineer, Mike Henderson, we might have to throw it to you. And so we'll probably give you, Mike, fairly short notice on that. We're still waiting to get some more word. A lot of Indiana athletic department officials are over there at the scores table. We're still waiting on further word here. Jeff Keg, long time in the Indiana athletic department. And it's kind of interesting. I don't see Indiana 54, Wisconsin 54. As the guest services folks here are continuing to assist the fans and getting them out of here in an orderly fashion. And I will say that it has been orderly. And now the question is, how long of a delay will this be? Will we be able to finish the game tonight? To be determined.
Have you ever had anything like this?
No.
Then I'm not calling you old when I say for as long as you've been doing this.
No, I am old. I've been doing this a while. This is a... This is a... They don't care about us. Fans going, you guys must be safe. So we're irrelevant. We have heard no... If there's been an announcement, I haven't heard anything. There are still a lot of personnel at the scorer's table here, but the TV crew is left. The radio crews are still here. I think as long as Don Fisher is here, a longtime voice of Indiana, I feel relatively safe.
I'm glad you feel safe. I don't know if I do. I don't move fast anymore.
What if we told you there were cookies outside?
Oh, I'd be there.
There you go.
So, okay.
It'd be a bad sprint.
I could say that for as long as I've played, I have never had this happen.
No, we had a game years ago at Penn State that started late because of an ice storm. They couldn't get officials here, so we had like an hour and a half weather delay for a basketball game. We've had a couple of storm warnings at football games that have sent teams to the locker room.
That's why I like basketball.
Yeah, it's not supposed to happen inside.
No. If I can get there, I'm usually pretty good.
Yeah, fire alarms have, about maybe 10 minutes ago or so, the fire alarms went off, stopping play with 10 minutes and 6 seconds remaining. Indiana and Wisconsin tied at 54. Well, that's that old line, Butchie. If you're around long enough, you'll see it just about anything.
Yeah, for sure.
And you can check this box.
Yeah, and like I said, I've played overseas long enough. Legit, there were fires, but they just let us keep playing. I mean, there was people smoking in the stands. They just said, keep playing.
Yeah, it's all right.
There was people throwing coins at us overseas, and they just said, keep playing. So to stop it for this is a first. Now, like I said, the other stuff, I've had it okay.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, the fans continue to make their way out of here. But again, it's not like it's a mad rush to the fire exits. It's more of a casual stroll right now. I thought we were going to get another update there, but that is not the case. Tell you what we will do. We'll go ahead and take second half break number three. We'll go ahead and do that now. A minute and a half network break. Second half break number three. 10:06 remaining. A fire alarm delay here at Assembly Hall. Indiana 54, Wisconsin 54. And we'll be back. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
We continue in Bloomington. A fire alarm has gone off. We were just told that there was smoke in an elevator. The Bloomington Fire Department is on its way. And they, once they arrive, they're hopeful that they can start letting people back in. But we're told there's smoke in an elevator here, and that's what set off the fire alarms. They are in the process of evacuating the building. The Bloomington Fire Department is on its way, and hopefully we're good.
And we're good,
we're,
to, stay
we're good to stay here.
We're
yeah,
good,
okay.
to, we're good
right.
to stay here for this.
All right.
We'll get you through this. But, yeah.
So that's the issue here. Smoke in an elevator, and the Bloomington Fire Department will come over here and take care of business, and hopefully they can start to let people back in relatively short order. So in the meantime, it's story time with Butchie. Indiana and Wisconsin tied at 54 with 10 minutes and 6 seconds remaining here, and then hopefully a game that will finish.
And nobody wants story time with me.
Nobody
wants that.
Yeah, we do. Well, let's recap where we have, or not just where we are, but how we got there tonight. The Badgers have battled back to tie this game. They have never led. They trailed by as many as 15 in the first half, had pulled to within 5 at the half, a lot of trading of buckets. But Wisconsin, 9 of 18 in the second half, Indiana, 7 of 13. But the Badgers have been able to tie this game. John Blackwell continuing to do very good work. He now has 11 points in the game, was able to get one to fall. He is one of three Badgers in double figures. Klesman also with 11, Hepburn with 10. Butchie, Khalil Ware has 22 points. He had 20 in the first half and so far has attempted but one shot in the second half. And it looks like people are coming right back in. So.
Which is good. I mean, with that being said, now that we have people back in the building, the delay in a tie. It's a tie ball game with 10 minutes left in a very important game.
Yes.
Within the Big Ten, and that's now. How do you get yourself back to what you need to do? I've played in a couple of delays. where you've had to go and you've had to come back and warm up. And this is one of the toughest things as a player that you'll have to go through. It's one of the toughest things that you'll have to go through because you have a rhythm. Now, you need to find that rhythm yet again. And as we remember how this game started, Matt, it was a slow start for Wisconsin. So it's just it's a curveball that's thrown, and most of these players have never had to deal with anything like this, Matt.
Yeah, no, it is getting loose again. We've talked about this in football delays, with storm delays in the middle of it. You are loose, you are going, and then you're in the locker room, and how do you spend that time? You stretch, you hydrate, and then you've got to get yourself. You got to get yourself back into game rhythm. So that's going to be the tester for these players when play does continue. So fire alarm delay.
So we do not to jump in, but we do have we've got the all clear. We're playing. Once the players, both teams are back on the floor, we're having a 5-minute warm-up, and we're getting ready to rock and roll again.
So there you go. So
all right.
I just have to get this important tweet out.
I know you're Mr. Social Media. I worry about trying to get the information. You inform the masses. That's okay.
That's
I get it.
Do.
I understand.
It's story time.
Wisconsin, if you can return the game ball.
All right, that's good enough.
So yeah, and
but yeah, getting loose again. Now this is a team that this Wisconsin team can kind of handle. You got a couple guys smiling here and. The Badgers are back on the floor right now. Yes.
I mean, that's where not that they've experienced this before.
Yeah.
But
the Badgers are back on the floor right now. Indiana has yet to come back out, but the Badgers going through their warm-up. 10:06 remaining in the game. Now Indiana emerging from the tunnel. Fans are making their way back in. Again, this is one of the iconic venues in all of college basketball. But it's also a building with narrow passageways and the narrow steps, very steep climb. So it's going to take a while. The students have gotten back in for the most part. But it's going to be a little bit of a hike for a lot of these fans that come back in here. So it's 54-all, Wisconsin and Indiana, with 10:06 remaining in the game. So we got all that. We got, a lot of weather going on apparently in the area. So other than that...
Well, hey, you know what? That's I'm. We've done this for a year. I really am speechless. This is never seen anything like this before, ever. And that was again. We talked a lot about this, Matt. But how do you get your mind right? How do you get your mind right? You've got 10 minutes. This comes down to being a 10-minute game in a tie ball game. And what is an extremely important game? For the Badgers, for seeding, for Indiana to see if they can find a way to get hot. And this is where you would love to believe the experience of Wisconsin shines through.
Yes, you would hope. Indiana's turned it over here 4 times over the last 3.5 minutes of action, and the Hoosiers on a scoring drought of that length. And Wisconsin has finally come all the way back to tie the game at 54. It will be Indiana ball when play resumes. Let's get reset all the vitals outside of the obvious with the score tied at 54 with 10:06 to play. Indiana has yet to commit a foul in the second half. The Badgers have been hit with 3. Both teams have 3 timeouts available. Tyler Wall is on the floor with 3 fouls. He is the only player with more than 2. He's the only Badger with more than 1. Malik Renu had 2 fouls in the first half, and that's where he is in the second half of play. Well, among the Badgers who have gotten things going in the second half, Butchie, is A.J. Story. He had 2 points at the break. He has 7 here in the first nearly 10 minutes of the second half. They've gotten him going. But again, we go back to Blackwell and what he has provided this team off the bench. He has 11 points here tonight. And before the delay, he had a layup that tied the game. Back-to-back buckets from the freshman out of Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Both teams back on the floor going through their warm-ups as they re-warm up, if you will. We had a Right, the fire alarms go off now several minutes ago, probably 15 or so minutes ago now. There was a fire in an elevator, and the Bloomington Fire Department came out here and apparently has taken care of business as fans have worked their way, are in the process, I should say, of working their way back into their seats at Assembly Hall.
Again, when we talked about this, it's a first, and everyone is working their way back in right now, and we're going to have 10:06 to play this game. I'll say this much. I'm glad it's been resolved.
Yes.
Because could you imagine trying to restart, play a game tomorrow, finish this? So, I mean, this way, you know you're heading in the right direction, going to finish this game tonight, and you're going to get a result.
But I heard the announcement.
Two minutes
away. Yes. So it'll be interesting how many of the fans come back. You know, we've seen there's quite a few of them, but there's still quite a few that have to work their way back in here if they so choose. It's 54-54, Wisconsin and Indiana, 10 minutes and 6 seconds left in the game. I'm not going to say I've seen everything, because the minute you say that, you're going to see something else.
Yes. The way that played out was so interesting, because in front of us, we saw a big group of people wait, and the usher would not let anybody down. And it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And just started looking around, trying to figure out what in the world was going on.
I thought it was because they tied it.
So the announcement at less than 1 minute now that we're going to be back into action. So fans still coming back into the Assembly Hall, but we will have basketball. Well, that's different.
Yeah, yeah. Very much so. And I'll say this much. They got the all clear, and let's play basketball right away, whether fans are back or what. And I think that's the best thing as a player that you want. You don't want this dragged out any longer than it has to be. Let's play.
So it's Wall, Crowell, Klesmet, Blackwell, and Hepburn out there for Wisconsin. Indiana will send out Renew, Mbako, Khalil Ware, Trey Galloway, and Xavier Johnson. It's Indiana ball, 20 on the shot clock, 10:06 on the game clock, tied at 54. And Mackenzie Mbako, baseline right, will inbound for the Hoosiers. And here we go, Mbako looking. And floats it out to Galloway. Right elbow feeds Xavier Johnson. Is good closeout from Hepburn. A toss back out to Galloway. Shot clock at 12. Galloway near half court. High screen Ware. Galloway hooks it out to Johnson. On about the three. Drives off the left wing. Running right-hander short, but he was fouled by Hepburn. And Xavier Johnson goes to the foul line. Second foul on Chucky. Xavier Johnson, a 71% free throw shooter. And we resume play here after the fire delay. 54-54, 9:52 remaining. Xavier Johnson, 5 points all in the first half. He shoots two, and he's short with the first.
And now it's going to be all about trying to find your rhythm, both on the defensive end and offensive end. What do you do offensively? You saw the first possession for Indiana. They attack. They get a foul. Wisconsin, you got to attack. You got to try to continue to put pressure.
Leal in for Mbako as Xavier Johnson missed both free throws. Crowell the rebound. Indiana 5 out of 9 at the foul line. It was just 14 out of 25 at Penn State. It's the worst free throw shooting team in the league. Here's Chucky Hepburn outside left. A bounce to Wall. Posting on Renew. Backing to the left block. Wall still backing. One pump. Goes up low in the right. Badgers take the lead for the first time tonight. 56-54 Wisconsin. 9:22 remaining. Trey Galloway up top for Indiana against Klesmet. Galloway looking around a Ware screen. A throw out to Ware. He's with Crowell. A toss for Johnson. Throws it back to Ware. A brief feed for Johnson. Flips a three right of the circle. Hit the front rim. No good. Rebound Renew. Up and in with a putback. Tied at 56.
And right now, Indiana's offense is so stagnant because they're trying to force that ball to Renew. And the first half, they didn't because Renew was in foul trouble.
8:50 remaining, tied at 56. Hepburn throwing to Crowell, shovels it into Wall, mid-post left. Renew shoving him, actually a couple of times, got caught the second time. That's three on Malik Renew, and the first on Indiana here in the second half.
And just not a smart foul by Malik Renew there. There was no, I mean, you got away with one shove. You're not going to get away with the second.
8:46 to play, tied at 56, and now Mike Woodson will take the 30-second timeout. 8 minutes and 46 seconds remaining. This will be a full timeout. We've already taken second half break. Well, we'll take second half break number four. We'll do it right now. 8:46 to play, Indiana 56, Wisconsin 46. That will be a full timeout. We'll take a break. Back in a minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
It's Oscar season, and since the award started in 1929, more than 3,000 Oscars have been awarded. But only 60 have been won by Black actors. The first Black woman to win Best Lead Actress was Halle Berry for the film Monsters Ball in 2002. Denzel Washington earned Best Lead Actor for Training Day also in 2002, marking the first time both of the top Oscars were won by African Americans. That hasn't happened since. Listening for more Black history stories here on Civic Media, I'm Earl Ingram.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kanga Roof. We hop to it. 715-246-1690. CrumExteriors.com.
To basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team of the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 8 minutes, 46 seconds remaining. Indiana 56, Wisconsin 56. Chucky Hepburn will be inbounding baseline left. As we resume play here at Assembly Hall, Hepburn will lob it out to Klesman. Outside left against Galloway. Turning down the Crowell screen. Moving in his Klesman left lane line. Gets it to Crowell. Hands off to Hepburn. Chucky for three in the lead. He hit it. Chucky Hepburn with a triple. 59-56 Wisconsin. 8:30 to play. Hepburn with 13. He's 2 out of 4 from long range. Malik Radu at the top of the circle. Couple of dribbles to his left. Now trying to turn the corner on Wall. Low on the left. Muscles it up and in. Wow, he earned that. Pretty good D. A little better O from Renew. But he did get the baseline.
And it was just an individual play.
59-58 Wisconsin. 8:03 remaining. Hepburn gets a screen from Wall. Chucky on the dribble. Now Ware picks him up with a switch. Hepburn looking inside, caught by Crowell, posting on Galloway, turns up and in. They got what they wanted inside. Crowell with 10, three-point lead, Wisconsin.
Last couple possessions has been Big Ten basketball at its finest.
7:44 remaining. Anthony Leal throwing to Galloway, turns to Johnson on the right wing. Xavier Johnson down a Ware screen. Now in the lane, knocked away. Hepburn, Wall comes up with a Chucky forcing the turnover. Hepburn right side of the front court, drives right lane line, goes through the lane right to left, feeds Crowell at the top of the circle. Crowell with a hand off to Klesman. Max puts it on the deck, stops right elbow, a toss to Blackwell. 13 to shoot, 7:17 to play, 3-point lead Wisconsin. Blackwell bounces for Wall, baseline left, 7 to shoot. Wall against Renew, 5 to shoot. Wall backing, turns, 1 pump, 2 pump, splits the double team, goes up, no. Rebound fought for, knocked out of bounds, last touch by Wisconsin. Now we have the under 8s. Media timeout. Why not have more stoppages after a long stoppage because of a fire alarm? The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. And Citgo, top-tier tri-clean gasoline, helps your engine run smoother and cleaner. Along the way, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 7:03 remaining, Wisconsin 61, Indiana 58. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
11% off everything is happening now at Menards. Update your home with a new ideal garage door. Menards carries the largest selection of garage doors in stock. Or you can design the door of your dreams using our garage door design program. Right now, get a 9x7 non-insulated garage door for only $399.99 after 11% off. Good through March 3rd. Savings are a mail-in rebate in the form of an in-store merchandise credit check. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 7 minutes and 3 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 61, Indiana 58. And Butchie, Chucky Hepburn has turned it up a notch. What, 13 points, 5 boards, 5 assists, no turnovers, 2 steals.
Well, and over his last 3 games from three, someone was looking at prior to this game, he was 7 of 14, 2 of 4 tonight from 3. And what that does is create more space for Wisconsin's offense. We saw Purdue game. They were treating him as a non-shooter. You can't do that with the clip that he's shooting it right now. So it's creating more space on that offensive end for Wisconsin.
We'll see if Indiana gets Khalil Ware going again. He's attempted but one shot in the second half. He had 20 first half points. 22 for the game and 10 rebounds.
Well, and the reason he has one is because Indiana's forcing it to Malik Renew. Now, Malik Renew is really good. But he didn't have the first half Khalil Ware had.
Here's Trey Galloway up the floor for Indiana against Max Klesman. Ware setting the screen. Galloway, right lane line, lobs to Ware and goes up and out. But he was fouled by Crowell trying to break up that lob. And Khalil Ware goes to the foul line for 2 shots.
And Wisconsin hasn't really been able to stop that action.
No.
All game long. So we're 6:51 left after the fire and everything. And they finally get to it.
Ware at the foul line. He has made his one attempt so far tonight. He's 10 of 11 from the field. First free throw is good for Ware. He now has 23 points. 61-59 Wisconsin. 6 minutes 51 seconds to play. Second free throw for the 7-foot sophomore. Eyes the rim, sends it, hits it. And the lead back down to 1 for the Badgers. Galloway picks up Hepburn to the backcourt. 61-60 Wisconsin. 6:45 to play as Chucky across half court. Looking around screens from Wall and Crowell. Hepburn on the right wing against Galloway. Moving in, mid post right. Out the crowd, top of the circle. Shovels it back to Hepburn, 12 to shoot. Hepburn, the left hand dribble. Hits the brakes in the lane. Finds a cutting Wall. Low on the right, takes it left. Inside, flipped it up. Around the rim and out, no good. Malik Renew, the rebound. And Indiana can get the lead back with 6:20 to play. Galloway sets the floor for the Hoosiers along the left sideline. Screens from Mbako and Ware. Galloway behind the back on the dribble. And a pass intended for Renew, stolen away by Wall, getting in front of Renew. Another Indiana turnover. 61-60 Wisconsin, 6 minutes remaining. Hepburn behind the back. On the dribble, left of the lane against Anthony Leal. Spinning low on the left, takes it right, flip it up and in. Two more for Hepburn, 63-60 Wisconsin, 5:50 to play.
Chucky, you do you right now.
Oh, no kidding. He has 15 points here tonight, does Hepburn. Galloway off the Renew screen, stops right elbow. Wide pass, pulled down by Mbako, flips a three, left side, he hit it. Mackenzie Mbako ties the game at 63, 5:30 remaining. Mbako with 12. He's hit a couple of threes tonight. Powell out front, hands off to Hepburn, high on the left. Hepburn goes into Crowell, left of the lane. Shot clock at 10. Crowell against Ware. Now Klesman shovels it back to Crowell. 7 to shoot. Crowell goes off to Hepburn. Chucky with 3 to shoot. Contest a 3. They got blocked. Crowell there low on the left. Up and in. They'll review it. Crowell cleaned up the air ball. Got the bucket, but they'll review this on the spot with 5:03 remaining.
But live, I think that's good. Well, I don't have a replay in front of us right now, but live, I think this is good.
Khalil Ware got his 5th block of the game. 5 minutes and 3 seconds to play. At the moment, 65-63 Wisconsin. They're reviewing the make to see if Crowell beat the shot clock.
You wanted another stoppage, right?
Of course.
I mean, we might as well have all of them right now.
Might as well.
And I think this is good. Just live, again, we don't have it in front of us, but it live, I thought it was good.
No basket.
No good.
Okay. Take it away. All right. So we stay tied at 63, 5:03 remaining.
All right.
So Indiana with a chance to regain the lead. Now here comes Anthony Leal, a senior from right here in Bloomington. To the front court, throwing to Renew, top of the circle. Renew, and a dig from Hepburn, knocked it loose, ball on the floor. Hepburn, Wall, digging for it, still loose. Storr came out of there, and he got tied up after a step or two or three.
Or four or five.
It'll be Arrow, Wisconsin. Is it going to get the shot clock right? They put it at 29 seconds. 4:48 remaining, tied at 63 here at Assembly Hall. And here comes Hepburn. Cross half court to the right side, driving by Galloway. Low on the right, goes through the lane to the left. Leaves it for Wall, flips to Storr. AJ off the left wing, in the paint, goes up, got knocked away by Mbako. Storr got it back. At the left block, trying to muscle around a double team. Got fouled by Malik Renew. And that's four on, yes, that is four.
That
on
is
Renew.
Four. And this has been a problem for Malik Renew, for a good part of this season. He's gotten into foul trouble. And that's been, that was a foul. I know, there's nothing about it.
Yeah, he's DQ'd 5 times this season.
Yes.
Anthony Walker is in for Renew. 4:31 to play, tied at 63. Inbounds pass, Crowell left wing. Close to Wall. Tyler at the top, beats Storr for 3 in the lead. It's off the rim, no good. Hepburn runs down the rebound. Baseline right, second chance Wisconsin. Hepburn in the lane, out to Klesman for 3 up top. And that's short, no good. Rebound gathered by Khalil Ware. 4:10 to play, tied at 63. Trey Galloway, left sideline to the front court for Indiana. Looking around screens from Mbako and Ware. Inside feed, caught by Walker, low on the right, up and in. Indiana takes the lead, 65-63. 3:50 to play, first points tonight for Anthony Walker. Hepburn, outside right, hands off to Klesman. Klesman against Leal, around a crowd screen. Max left lane line. Slams on the brakes, pivots, throws to Storr out front. Shot clock at 12, Wall out high. Wall throws to Storr, AJ. Puts it on the deck, right elbow. Jumper is good, and we're tied at 65. 3.5 minutes remaining.
Just a really good individual move right there, Matt.
Storr with 11. 3:20 remaining, 65-65. Here's Galloway working off a couple of screens. Galloway lobs to Ware, low in the left, up good, it counts. And a foul on Crowell, as once again, that play works to perfection for Indiana. The Badgers just cannot stop it. And a break in the action. We'll keep it here with 3 minutes and 13 seconds to play. 67-65. Indiana leads Wisconsin. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, if you're Indiana, you're running that action. They can't stop it, so why stop running that action?
Well, and why stop it? Now, Wisconsin, on the other end, has been running that same action as well. It's just a double drag. Now, what Indiana's doing different than what Wisconsin has been doing, Wisconsin does it with two bigs. Indiana has a guard and a big in that. The second big is clear where. And all they're doing is Galloway's coming around that corner off of that, throwing it up. You have to get a body on Khalil Ware. Now, what's happening is Stephen Crawl is the drop coverage guy because Khalil Ware is the second screener. So he can't be the one to initiate the contact. So it's got to be from the first screener, who actually is a guard in that situation. But you've got to get a body on him and take away his